Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Isn't God good? Amen. Praise the Lord. See, that's the story of Christmas. You know, many times we go shopping and we think, well, that's too expensive, or that wasn't that much last year. But there's a Christmas story in that that you can base your life on. Maybe last week a family member hurt your feelings, but there's a Christmas story that we need to really focus on and understand. Maybe the bonus at work wasn't as big as it was last year, but there's a Christmas story. And that's what I want to do with you for a few moments here. I would love to sit in the chair and look beautiful, but I'm not beautiful, so. Thank you. I paid them to say that. But I wrote you a letter, and I'm going to read the letter to you. I've done this one time before in the last 20 years. Dear church family, each of us has a past that we can learn from. We have a present that we literally can live. And all of us have a future that if we understand the Christmas story, that future will inspire us to go forward. I guess, as a truth be told, it's not always that ideal for some. So instead, we have pasts that need to be forgiven. We have a present that at times can become a little suspect, and a future that, because of our present, can look questionable. Bottom line, all of us need a little help. That's what Christmas is all about. This is the real Christmas story. That God brought all that heaven has and what he would do for each of us. He brought it down to a gift. He wrapped him in swaddling cloth. And he was laid in a manger. Why is the question? Why did God himself do that? Well, I believe the answer is that those God created, he knew they could not do it on their own. So he gave us a gift from himself. And he gave himself to you. He gave you Jesus. Unlike Christmas today, this gift cannot be purchased. The reason it cannot be purchased, listen very closely to this, is that the gift Father God gave will actually purchase you. And this is the result of the gift. So you will be free to have God's future and no longer be indebted to your past. But with some, this is a sad truth. When we reject this gift, it leaves a hole in our lives and a debt we cannot pay. So, Father God took all that heaven has and put it in that gift. But please know this. That gift, which is all God, being born in a manger, it is not just an event like so many celebrate Christmas today. The gift of Christmas began that day, and it really continues to the cross. That is the gift from God. From the manger to the cross, you continue to hear a name whispered, Emmanuel. Did you hear that? Emmanuel. It means God literally is with you and me. Isaiah 7 says that. Matthew 1 says that. That's the name given to Christ as the deliverer of Judah. And that gift, Emmanuel, came to be with us and purchased us or bought us back. The gift named Jesus the Christ at the cross, a great exchange had taken place. So what does that gift include? You know, when you open up a box and you see the title on the box and you open it up to see what's inside. What's inside the gift of Jesus? God's future for your life on the earth. It gives healing for your past. The action is where you exchange your broken past for his forgiveness today, which carries you into a future of eternity with that gift. Also, God's gift in the action of the cross, it is where you meet Jesus Christ. So it's not just someone up there or some big guy up there in the sky, but he is the Lord and Savior of your life, and he's with you always. If you haven't received Christ, may I encourage you to do so today. You can do that right now. Say, Father, thank you for the gift of Jesus. I believe in my heart and I confess with my mouth that Jesus Christ is Lord of my life. So today you're not here by accident. You know that God used many avenues for you to get here. We have people from many states here today. Maybe a neighbor invited you. Maybe a promise of lunch after service coerced you to be here. Or even the Holy Spirit directed you to be here because he's always looking out for you. So I want to share a story I shared 6 years ago so you can understand the principle of the great exchange. The story is of a boy who made a model of a sailboat. Some of you might think, oh, I remember that story. It took him hundreds of hours to make his sailboat. He had it on the mantle for a long time, but when the rains came, he took his boat outside to test its ability to sail in the streets. He put it in the water, and it functioned perfectly. It was created perfectly. All of a sudden, his boat went underneath a culvert, and he wondered where it would come out, and he looked around, And he became despondent and could not find it. He went home and couldn't sleep because he lost his boat and was sad. A couple weeks later, he went into town, and lo and behold, in the front window of a store, there laid his boat. And as he looked closer, there was a price tag on the boat, said $32. He thought, no way, that's my boat. He ran into the store and said, excuse me, sir, that boat in the window, I created that. I would like to take it home. But the store clerk looked at him and said, $32 and you can take it home. The boy said, no, you don't understand. I made that boat, and to prove it, if you lift it up, on the bottom of it, it has my initials. Look at it. The store clerk asked him, looking like he was caring, what happened? The boy responded, I lost it in the storm. The store clerk stated with a loud voice, well, losers, weepers. Remember that? Have you literally lived that out? Losers, weepers, finders, keepers. If you don't have the money, then get out of here, boy. So the boy went home sad again. Then he thought the next day, he began to rake his neighbor's yards for leaves and whatever he could do to raise that money. In 2 days, he made $32 and went back to the store. And the boy said, here's your $32. I want my boat. And the clerk counted out the money, exactly $32. And the store clerk said, okay, you paid for it. It's your boat now. So the boy grabbed the boat and ran as far as he could from the evil man at the store. Being out of breath, he finally sat down and caught his breath. And he hugged the boat and said, I love you, boat. He then said, and now I own you twice. Not only did I make you, create you, but I bought you back. You see, family, that's what God did. You know why? Because he loved you. Jesus Christ bought you back, who is the light of the world. And that is the true story of Christmas, that Jesus, our God, created us in his image and likeness. And we were lost because of sin. But the Christmas story is that Jesus, God himself, came to earth, born in a manger, lived a life perfectly, and shed his blood for our sins. And when we receive him as Lord and Savior, that blood bought us back. That's the Christmas story. Throughout the Bible, you can read scriptures. 1 Peter 2:9. But you are a chosen generation, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, his own special people, that you may proclaim the praises of him who called you out of darkness into his marvelous light. Then Jesus spoke to them again, saying, I am the light of the world. He who follows me shall not walk in darkness, but have the light of life. In Matthew 5, you are the light of the world. A city that is set on a hill cannot be hidden. Nor do they light a lamp and put it under a basket, but on a lampstand, and it gives light to all who are in the house. Let your light so shine before men that they may see your good works and glorify your Father in heaven. And in the book of Isaiah, I, the Lord, have called you into righteousness and will hold your hand. I will keep you and give you as a covenant to the people, as a light to the Gentiles. In John 12, it's all over the Bible. Then Jesus cried out and said, he who believes in me believes not in me, but in him who sent me. And he who sees me sees him who sent me. I have come as a light into the world, that whoever believes in me should not abide in darkness. And John 1 says, in the beginning was the Word. That's Jesus. And the Word was with God, and the Word was God. He was in the beginning with God. All things were made through him, and without him nothing was made that was made. And in him was life, and the life was the light of men. And the light shines in the darkness, and the darkness did not comprehend it. And finally, 2 Samuel 22. For you are my lamp, O Lord. The Lord shall enlighten my darkness. In a moment, we will be lighting candles. Pastor Ryan will be coming up and giving you direction. But let me pray for you. Father, I thank you for who you are, the Christmas story, the truth. We proclaim now in Jesus' name that all that has been sung, all that has been said, we begin to see the truth in such a greater way. Enlighten our hearts in that truth so that these days will be the greatest days of our life, the Christmas story. Thank you, Lord, for healing our bodies, healing our hearts, restoring our homes, restoring our marriages, and that we have a future. 2026 will be one of the greatest years of our lives. And we give you praise for that in Jesus' name. Amen. God bless you.
Amen. Amen. Well, we are going to begin shortly our candle lighting ceremony. And before we do that, I think we should go over a few